can we?
Brother, I don't want to say too much on the phone.
Yep.
Except that Dave Taylor won't do an EBA. He's jumping up and down like a rooster.
Yep.
He's going to force me. I said, no, you should sit down and negotiate. You've got a problem. You've got a problem with me turning up. He said, stop turning up at all my sites wherever my cranes are. What, you got spies out there looking for us? I said, no, that's my job. When I see a stick in the air, I go to where cranes are.
Yep.
So that's the issue there is at the moment. That I tried to get a meeting organised. It just rang me back again, just after I rang you, just a minute.
Thank you, actually.
And he goes, I'm not eligible for an EBA. I've only got one bloke, and it don't matter. I said, come and talk to us.
Yep.
And then he goes on about how, you know, things might happen. So, look, I don't know the action. Except the other playing campers have an EBA. We'd expect you to be on the level field. And he said, no, I'm less than that. I quote less than the others to get the work. I can't afford to pay these rates. I go, mate, not the right way to talk, so that's all I've got to say on the phone to you, brother.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll talk to you about that at organisers, but might be worth ringing Daniel Whitehead and saying, Daniel...
Well, I've seen Daniel today, and Daniel said Dave Taylor's the one he's talking to me. So Daniel's... And next thing you know, I get Dave going, why are you turning up to all the job sites I'm on and all this stuff? So Dave's the main man going mad at me for turning up the job site. I remember the other day we done him a favour.
Yes.
So the reaction's not good. He's a pure emotional. I said, mate, don't be like that.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you
before
organisers, and we'll work out a plan going forward, because they're going to have an agreement. Cause...
Of course.
Yep.
Okay,
bro. Right, thanks, mate.
I had to pass it on to you.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks, sir.